It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Our collective realities are being completely overturned. In this broadcast, an extremely in-depth report on the catastrophic wildfires that are wreaking havoc in California, Colorado, and around the world. Record-breaking hurricanes and record flooding are occurring elsewhere. Crops and fisheries are collapsing. What are we not being told about the engineered CV-19 scenario? How long do we have if we remain on the current course? To be covered today, in this broadcast, dozens of breaking reports on the most dire and immediate challenges we collectively face. How do the pieces of the puzzle fit together? Stay tuned. The Global Alert News Hour starts now. First this, Hurricane Laura. Storm leaves destruction in Louisiana. That headline was from the New York Times. Hurricane Laura has devastated parts of the Gulf Coast. But was this storm as bad as it was hyped up to be before it actually happened? If so, why has media largely abandoned the story? If Laura wasn't as bad, why not? Was this weather disaster just an act of nature, or is there much more to the story? Hurricane modification programs were first deployed by the U.S. military some 73 years ago, in 1947. Project Cirrus was initiated. Though the continuation of the hurricane modification programs is officially denied, they never stopped. No, they only expanded their operations. Geoengineeringwatch.org has captured the NEXRAD microwave transmission grid interacting with and manipulating Hurricane Laura. The NEXRAD network of microwave transmission facilities is a core component of climate engineering operations. The transmission sites have been strategically located throughout the U.S. As Hurricane Laura approached the Gulf Coast, microwave transmissions to the west of Laura's path in the continental U.S. can be seen energizing. The transmissions have a repelling and thus steering and ultimately a storm scattering effect. The transmissions are then utilized to further steer Hurricane Laura and to scatter Laura's abundant moisture into the most extensive cloud canopy possible, which is a primary stated goal of climate engineering solar radiation management operations. GeoengineeringWatch.org also captured very anomalous recordings of a particular Gulf Coast NEXRAD transmitter interacting with Hurricane Laura, which greatly influenced Hurricane Laura's behavior. Though nature and our superheating seas are fully capable of spawning cyclones, these storms are absolutely being manipulated. For our on-air audience to see these video captures of Hurricane Laura being manipulated by microwave transmissions, view our YouTube post of this broadcast on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org and search geoengineeringwatch.org hurricanes to learn much more on this subject. There are multiple reports on previous cyclone manipulations such as Hurricane Harvey. Moving on, NASA says weird magnetic, quote, dent in Earth just split in two. From that report, there's now a, quote, strange dent in the Earth's magnetic field, we are told, the one that protects us from harmful radiation from the sun. The report states further, with a lower magnetic protective barrier above Earth, this allows more radiation to bombard satellites as they fly over that part of the Earth. One concern, the report states, is for the International Space Station, which flies through the anomaly on a regular basis. It is unknown whether or not the splitting of the dent will move the hole in the Earth's magnetic layer to other parts of the world. Question. Why doesn't this report seem to care about life on the surface of our planet being bombarded with solar radiation? And this question, when available science makes clear that human activities, including nuclear bomb detonations, any and all rocket launches, pollution, and most of all climate engineering, will damage the Earth's protective atmosphere, especially the ozone layer, why is none of this mentioned? Or is that exactly the point? Deception. Pointing the finger at some natural occurrence and away from the core causal factors. A former NASA contract engineer that has been conducting ongoing UV radiation metering for geoengineeringwatch.org with top-of-the-line metering equipment we purchased for him has concluded that the current rate of ozone layer destruction, if it continues, will lead to a possible total collapse of the ozone layer as soon as 2026. If so, game over. Are NASA statements like that, which I just covered, in fact, simply a distraction to divert our attention away from the true source of the threats we face. Next headline on the same theme, climate chaos. This new report states climate chaos, extreme heat, wildfires, record-setting storms suggest a frightening future is already here. This headline report from last week was issued by CBS News and other mainstream sources. It states this, from the historic heat wave and wildfires in the West to the massive derecho that tore through the middle of the nation to the record-breaking pace of this year's hurricane season, the unprecedented and concurrent extreme conditions resemble the chaotic climate future scientists have been warning us about for decades, only it's happening right now, the report states. The new CBS report goes on to state that what all these events have in common is that, quote, climate change makes each one more likely. Let's stop there. Not surprisingly, not so much as a word about the climate engineering, aka weather warfare operations, that are a massive piece of this puzzle. There can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or weather disasters without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering factor, this massive elephant in the sky that continues to be systematically denied. Enter CV-19 scenario. A stunning symbol of rapidly escalating desperation from the power structure and the military-industrial-slash-pharmaceutical-industrial complexes, the corporate media weapon of mass deception, distraction, and societal division is tasked with fueling all of the above. Corporate media should be, no, must be, considered criminal accomplices to all that's unfolding, criminal accomplices to countless and rapidly increasing power structure, tyranny, and crimes. What aren't you being told? How many pieces of the puzzle are being completely omitted from public view, from public awareness? Again, stay with me in this broadcast and decide for yourself. Planet Earth is under siege, as are global populations. The decades-long planetary Truman Show can no longer be maintained. The realities we've collectively known are no more. The former paradigm is not coming back. How should we feel when we're shunned by simply trying to share unpleasant but verifiable truths with friends and family who don't want to know? By confidently communicating the critical information as briefly and directly as possible, plant the seed of awareness, the rest is up to them. Then move on to those that are willing to wake. In a moment, dozens of the most critically important breaking reports from last week. First, to all those that against great difficulty are doing their best to face the truth head on, to investigate, to learn and understand what's unfolding, and then to share it with others in the attempt to wake them up that we might have some chance of changing course. I am so incredibly honored to march with each and every such individual, and I wish I had the time to communicate with each and every one of you. But I care about all those, and I regard all those, I respect all those, I honor all those that are doing everything I've just described. It is our collective efforts that could yet make a difference at this late hour. It is our collective efforts that could yet tilt the scale. Thank you for your help with sounding the alarm. More than I can say, more than I can ever express. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 264, August 29th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by GeoengineWatch.org and paid for by GeoengineWatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. It's also rebroadcast on the East Coast at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays. Several other stations throughout the country are also utilizing this broadcast. We charge nothing for it. Our only goal is to sound the alarm. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections on the homepage. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising printed materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Again, the printed, compelling materials are so incredibly effective at waking others to what's unfolding, much more so than any verbal dissertation can be. The picture is worth a thousand words. Moving on, way too much to cover in this broadcast, but I'll do my best. From thehill.com, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, is being influenced by corporate and political interests. Should that be any surprise at all? From multiple sources, this recent report, again, biosphere collapse is pushing power structure total desperation. And geoengineeringwatch.org has stated on the record for over a decade that this time would come due to inarguable frontline facts that made clear the climate and environment were collapsing. An abrupt climate collapse, abrupt environmental implosion. It's occurring now. From multiple sources on this theme, on this same trajectory, this recent report, famine of biblical proportions looms over humanity. The report states, due to corona. This excerpt from the report before I comment. The report states, the COVID-19 pandemic may lead to a calamity of epic scale, with millions facing starvation worldwide. The head of the UN's hunger-fighting body has warned. This calamity of collapse, climate and environmental collapse, crop collapse, fisheries collapse, was already occurring, already well underway, and the CV-19 scenario is simply a power structure response to it. Response that has enabled them to lock down societies all over the globe. Understand which piece of the puzzle fits where. Perhaps recycling will save us, some would like to believe. From PhysOrg and other sources, this new headline, criminal recycling scams profit from plastic waste surge. The Truman Show, everything's a scam. People believing that some magic process will exist to save us from ourselves. It's not occurring. They're dumping this trash in the ocean and pretending they're recycling it. That's what's happening in so many places of the world. Then there's so-called renewable energy, which so many still cling to as a magic solution to a dead planet. Again, view the recent documentary Planet of the Humans. I point this out as one who has a background in the RE field, renewable energy, worked on one of the first commercial solar electric plants in the U.S., which is in that film, by the way. I believe at minute 40, shows a field of empty or blowing sand in Daggett, California. I worked in that field of blowing sand for a year on this power plant that's now gone. I've lived off-grid for 20 years with wind, hydro, and solar power. It is a fossil fuel extender, not a magic bullet, will not save us. Our only chance is to stop the decimation to the planet and its remaining life support systems, starting with exposing and halting the ongoing climate engineering, aka weather warfare assault. Back to environmental collapse. This new headline, methane. Emissions increase, and it's not good news. And we're not just talking about agriculture, livestock flatulence. We're talking about thawing and releasing massive fields of methane, hydrate, and clathrate. It's been happening for many decades. Bermuda Triangle, that's exactly what's been happening there for so many decades. Methane on the seafloor, large fields, thaw, release, aerate the water like a bottle of champagne. The surface vessels, i.e. ships, have no buoyancy. They go to the bottom intact. Methane release. Then it enters the atmosphere and starts to cover the planet like a layer of glass. It's happening now. That's why nighttime low temperatures are rising twice as fast as daytime highs. And climate engineering in the attempt to mask what's unfolding from the population is only further fueling the fire. And then there's the radio frequency microwave transmissions that are not only used to manipulate the atmospheric particulates associated with climate engineering operations, but we have Project Lucy and Project Alamo, acronyms for completely insane programs we believe are operational now to microwave the atmosphere in a desperate and incredibly destructive attempt to further degrade the methane, to molecularly degrade it. And the consequences from those programs are completely unknown. It's one layer of insanity heaped on another and another and another. The more damage these programs do, the more they ramp up these programs to try to mask the damage these programs did to begin with. The definition of insanity. There's enough methane in the Arctic alone to turn this planet into something that most resembles Venus, and methane is blowing out all over the Arctic. Again, I encourage listeners, as I have many times in the past, search Siberian methane craters, look for yourself, research for yourself. You will be absolutely shocked at what's unfolding. We're being told nothing about while the completely orchestrated election theater of mass distraction continues. More headlines. Again, biosphere collapse, economic collapse, societal collapse. this headline. You can research any of these headlines online. There are multiple sources for most of them. Don't have time to cover all those sources. This headline first: Mexico slumps to, quote, Great Depression, economic lows, central bank slashes forecast. Next headline: Colombian businesses ask government for up to $13.1 billion to stave off collapse. Australia's construction industry faces, quote, bloodbath, says lobbying group, clamoring for bailout. Just print money. Print money until there's nothing left. The snake eating its own tail. Another headline: as virus rages, U.S. economy struggles to sustain a recovery. Not going to happen. All smoke and mirrors. Next headline: America's metastasizing class wars. And let's not forget there's the racial divide wedges being driven into societies by the power structure and its corporate media weapon of propaganda, deception, and division. Next headline: central banks, not elected governments, run the world. That should come as no surprise for any that have done any amount of significant research. Next headline: destructive inflation will be the price we pay for free money in the economy. For the record, printing money from thin air will not ensure our common survival. In fact, it will ensure our common demise. Next headline: American Airlines to cut 19,000 jobs when federal aid expires in October. In other words, when the printed money from thin air expires. Next headline: airlines trying to dodge bankruptcy with air travel still down 70%. Then why is there so many aircraft in our skies during certain weather events? Why? That thought's not hard to connect. We know the DoD is renting 800 or more commercial aircraft and using them for their purposes. What are those purposes? That thought is not hard to connect either. Look up. It's called weather warfare. The 5G threat continues to metastasize as well, perhaps part of the power structure's preparation for headlines like this that I'm about to cover from last week. Quote, literal battle zones are erupting all over America. And for those that don't know, 5G frequencies are also used by the U.S. military for crowd control. Again, please don't believe me. Please look it up and research it for yourself. Perhaps the election will save us all. This new headline report on that subject: the USA, global leader in election interference abroad and now at home. About the election, this headline: Kamala Harris vows her support for Israel and protection against Iran. Exactly the same position as the current administration. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, all just actors in a grand power structure play. And about Iran, again for the record, they, Iran, has invaded exactly no one for well over 200 years, two centuries. And in that same time frame, how many countries has the U.S. government and its alphabet agencies destabilized, toppled, invaded, occupied, or installed puppet leaders in? More on that in a moment. But all the while, again, environmental and societal collapse continues to unfold at blinding speed, all of it being fueled by the ongoing climate engineering weather warfare operations, which are also a form of biological warfare, from the toxic elements being used in these programs and what else is being included in this aerosol spraying mix, we can't know. But given our current predicament, it shouldn't be that hard to speculate. Many are still trying to convince themselves that if the proverbial train was so far off the tracks, they would hear about it on the nightly news. A notion that is, at this point, completely delusional. The next headline is a clue. Quote, journalism's gatekeepers. Gates as in Bill Gates. The report is on the Gates Foundation's sponsorship of journalism. Again, no surprise. Controlling the narrative. Same players. The same individuals and entities and agencies that are so much a part of all that's unfolding at this time. And has nothing to do with politics. Absolutely zero. That has orchestrated smoke and mirrors to distract and divide the population. This broadcast, Global Alert News, is not about the completely orchestrated theater of political idiocy that again continues to distract, divide, and deceive so many. The entire spectrum of political narratives from every side of the political divide is reaching a zenith of total insanity. The communism term is increasingly also being used by those that don't seem to have taken the time to look up what that term actually means. So I'll do it for them. The boiled down definition is this. Communism, quote, a society in which all property is publicly owned. Question, does that sound anything like what's unfolding in America? Anything at all? Does the American public own Amazon or Microsoft or Raytheon or Lockheed Martin or Boeing, Google, Facebook, Fox Media, CNN, MSNBC, Big Pharma? No, none of these entities or countless others like them are owned or controlled by the public. What we face, what has metastasized into a colossal cancer in our country, is fascism. All sides of the orchestrated political divide are part of it. All who are currently caught up in the orchestrated political dramas are missing the point. The planet's life support systems are collapsing. Those in power are doing everything they can to be sure that the rapidly unfolding planetary omnicide is not recognized by the vast majority until the last possible moment. Going swimming in the completely orchestrated political swamp is not patriotism. Summoning the courage to fully face harsh but verifiable realities is. That's patriotism. Further, patriotism is not about blind support for the military-industrial complex. Another recent headline on that front. Defense and tech industries still doing well amid COVID-19 pandemic. No surprise. For those with the courage to endure a serious dose of truth on the historical behavior of Western governments, including our own, make it a point to view this new and extremely important documentary. It's called Coup 53. That's COUP 53. 10 years in the making, Coup 53 tells the story of the 1953 Anglo-American coup d'etat that overthrew Iran's democratically elected government, which I spoke about earlier in this broadcast. That kind of behavior from the U.S. military-industrial complex and its allies, overthrowing, invading, destabilizing, toppling, installing puppet governments in these countries. And on that note, again, Coup 53. Again, documenting the CIA MI6 covert action called Operation Ajax that was responsible for removing Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, duly elected, and installing a puppet dictator. It was all about Iran's oil and who gets to control and benefit from it. Business as usual. Consider this new review of the Coup 53 documentary from military.com. They stated, 10 years in the making, Coup 53 is a documentary chronicling the joint British-U.S. endeavor to overthrow Iran's, quote, Gandhi, and replace him with the now infamous Shah. Military.com further states this, it's hardly shocking that the impetus was oil and cash, both readily extracted at the expense of the Iranian people. What is surprising is how Great Britain has managed to keep its significant involvement in the coup quiet for more than 65 years. Not anymore. The documentary is damning for both the CIA and MI6, more so for those organizations' respective leaders, President Dwight Eisenhower and Prime Minister Winston Churchill. What they wrought in the name of oil will turn out to have huge implications on the world order, including providing the spark that would ignite the territorial wars and terrorism throughout the Middle East. What was the cause? This documentary exposes that. We cannot see the present clearly, unless or until we understand the past, until we see clearly the path that has brought us to this dark place we now find ourselves occupying. Fast forward to the present. The gravity and immediacy of what's unfolding, of what's closing in on us all, is not being recognized by the vast majority. Those in power are doing their absolute best to make sure it stays that way until the last possible moment. At times, it seems the sky could be on fire and few would notice or admit to it, even if they had. Given all that we know or should know about those who are actually in control and what their objectives are, which includes a radical reduction of global populations, is it rational or reasonable to believe that these same controllers are actually concerned about the welfare of populations? Any such notion is completely irrational and certainly does not fit with the facts. Primary global power centers, superpower countries and their satellite countries are all colluding and cooperating on countless critical issues, colluding and cooperating on countless behind-the-curtain agendas. Climate engineering and the CB19 scenario are two. As climate and environmental collapse goes exponential, power structure desperation will follow. That desperation has already been building for a very long time. The CB19 gain-of-function characteristic i.e. the ability of the pathogen to infect humans, was engineered. Labs in Wuhan and North Carolina participated. The National Institute of Health and Anthony Fauci funded and orchestrated. Not my opinion. Historical fact. Covered in science publications in 2015, the Journal of Nature is one such publication. Please, investigate. Actually investigate. And how many are willing to investigate such facts? If such pieces of the puzzle were taken into account by an aware and awake population and were dealt with by any legitimate government or legal system, all those that have participated in the carnage and chaos would be incarcerated. Not so in a fascist system with a completely controlled corporate media. New from Reuters and other sources, coronavirus reinfections raise concerns about immunity. From that report, this excerpt, quote, reinfections have raised fears about the efficacy of potential vaccines against the virus. Don't hear too many in our mainstream media bringing that factor up, do we? Question. If the current versions of CV19 are so dangerous to the majority of the general population, why do so many completely asymptomatic people have to be tested over and over to even be able to determine if they even have the CV19 pathogen? Just a question. And there's these questions. How is it that so many have reported being scheduled to test for CV19 and then not being able to follow through with the test for various reasons? They then get back a result of positive for CV19 when they weren't even tested. What's wrong with this picture? From numerous sources, this, Gavin Newsom announces, quote, twindemic, and increased COVID testing into March 2021. The same Gavin Newsom, who absolutely knows about climate engineering, who absolutely knows about climate engineering's connection to the wildfires, setting the stage for these wildfires to do what they are doing. The same Gavin Newsom who is watching his state burn to the ground year after year and says nothing. Now pushing increased COVID testing in spite of this new report, just issued from the New York Times and multiple other sources. Quote, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, now says people without COVID-19 symptoms do not need testing. The report further states, quote, the revision prompted confusion and alarm from experts who called the move, quote, potentially dangerous. Question, which so-called experts were alarmed? The ones that are paid for by Big Pharma to push the CV testing in the first place? Experts like those from Big Pharma's PerkinElmer, who Governor Newsom is partnering with to ramp up testing in California? Yes, fascism is what we face. Another headline from the UK Telegraph and other sources, quote, no healthy child has died from coronavirus in the UK. Has any corporate media covered this report? I think not. At least I haven't seen it. Another one from the UK, from the UK Times. This new report. All children who died of COVID-19 were already seriously ill. Not being told that in the US, are we? Much of the original CV19 narratives and film footage clips from China also, in the beginning, we now know, were theater. At the time, we had no way of knowing. But consider and remember this, that new and ever more virulent versions of CV19 are entering the equation. How many versions do they have available to let loose on populations or other altogether new pathogens? Time will soon enough reveal, but there are hundreds of biolabs all over the world working in this exact field for this exact purpose. What do you think they're doing? And for those who resort to the, quote, I don't believe in conspiracy theories programmed response, that is the final fallback of the fearful and completely willfully uninformed. Question, why do so many behave like sheep? The answers are complex, but the bottom line, the power structure has, in too many cases, successfully pitted populations against one another, against police, and all this must change. It will take open eyes and the rational following of a moral compass setting on both sides for the needed coming together to occur. On all sides, there are many divides, many wedges being driven into societies at this time. Peaceful protesters must help law enforcement and military personnel, likely soon to become a part of the equation, to root out the provocateurs that are looting, plundering, pillaging, and in general creating mayhem. Law enforcement and military personnel must constantly keep in mind whom it is that they are tasked with serving, the public. The job of law enforcement and the military is not to unquestioningly enforce the increasingly criminal dictates of a completely out-of-control power structure that has created the desperation that society is currently feeling in the first place. All of that must be kept in mind. Those at the top are pitting all of us against each other, creating the conditions that forces this kind of conflict to be inevitable. We must rise above it and understand who is pulling the levers in this equation. An even larger and more dire component in the unfolding chaos and carnage is the power structure's climate engineering weapon of mass destruction. The now constantly smoke-filled skies in so many regions have long since become the norm in summer months. But our skies are filled with much more than just smoke. Climate engineering, atmospheric aerosol, spraying operations, and dispersions are all too often taking place directly over smoke canopies. Geoengineering Watch captured time-lapse film footage of extensive jet aircraft spraying directly over the catastrophic Paradise Fire smoke plume. This footage will be shown in the documentary, The Dimming. When attempting to alert others to the ongoing climate engineering operations and their consequences, it is imperative to do so in the most credible and scientific manner possible. This starts with sticking to the science terms for the introduction of the issue. Geoengineering, climate engineering, solar radiation management, stratospheric aerosol injection, and, yes, weather warfare. But the chemtrails term, though seemingly descriptive, is completely counterproductive toward the cause of gaining any ground, i.e., credibility. Credibility with those whom we most need to gain it with, the non-choir, the official agencies, with elected officials, with media sources. When those who are introduced to the climate engineering issue with the, quote, chemtrails term, search that term online, they come straight to pages and pages of, quote, conspiracy theory and hoax definitions. Question, how does that help us move this fight forward? Answer, it doesn't. If the science terms are passed on and then searched online by an individual newly introduced to the subject, they find pages and pages of science sources that further elaborate on this subject. Credibility is gained. The battle has moved forward. We are playing a grand game of chess we must learn to play well. On this same theme, another essential strategy in this battle is to locate the contacts for authors of climate and environmental articles and forward them links to credible data from a credible source. With a very short and to-the-point introduction, less is more. A single sentence can suffice, such as, quote, climate engineering operations are already a reality. Please investigate. Something simple, to the point, and include the data links. Sending credible links of data to elected officials, environmental agencies, journalists, etc., through social media platforms and emails can do a great deal of good in the long run. Though such contact sources may not initially respond, the seed has been planted. As their world starts to implode around them, they will understand they are going down in the same boat with the rest of us, and many will rise to the occasion. This is how we've gotten this far in this battle. When I started this journey, now so many years ago, nearly two decades, I could only hear my own voice coming back at me, and now there are legions and legions of us, and our numbers grow by the day. Help us to continue planting seeds of awareness, and only by reaching a critical mass of awareness can we have any chance of prevailing in this battle. By awakening military families and all those others participating in this insanity so they know that they are taking themselves down with the rest of us. They are not doing anything for the greater good. Quite the contrary. From SciTech Daily.com and other sources, quote, smoke shrouds the U.S. West after more than 10,000 lightning strikes ignite hundreds of wildfires across California. Michael Garay from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory stated, this amount of smoke is extremely unusual. Michael, please tell the whole truth, that climate engineering operations are facilitating the conditions that are creating these fires, including the dry lightning strikes. The climate engineering elements being sprayed into our atmosphere, starting with aluminum, barium, strontium, are all electrically conductive. They create much more static electricity in the sky, these particles all rubbing against each other. That creates much more dry lightning, and these particles, in addition, dry up and disperse much of the precipitation, thus much more dry lightning. When will those in academia stand up and tell the truth? When? More headlines. 1.4 million acres have burned in California so far this year, compared to some 56,000 acres this time last year. That's, what, 25 times more? The report states California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a Monday press briefing that he is, quote, deploying every resource available to battle this historic wildfires, chewing up the landscape and swallowing homes across the state. There are currently 624 fires in the state, and 17 of those are considered major. Gavin, tell the truth. I know that you know climate engineering is core to this equation. From our meeting together at the Capitol, now many others know that you know. When will you tell the truth, Gavin, when there's nothing left to salvage of our once golden state? Moving on, from the Denver Post and other sources, wildfire haze, record heat and pollution combined to make Denver air quality dangerous for all. From that report, Colorado health officials recommend constructing, quote, safe rooms for protection against penetrating particulate pollution. Much of it, again, from climate engineering. Submicron-sized particulates, the most dangerous of all. The report states, beyond wildfire smoke, the air quality in Denver has deteriorated to exceptionally poor conditions, with residents barraged by infusions of multiple lung-irritating pollutants, including ozone, which has spiked in recent days to levels far above federal health limits. Colorado public health officials issued a special multiple pollutants alert Tuesday. Health authorities focused most urgently on the harm from inhaling tiny particulates spreading in the smoke. These particulates piqued concerns because they easily infiltrate inside homes and vehicles. They penetrate masks residents wear to combat the coronavirus, and then they cannot be exhaled and quickly enter bloodstreams to cause broader harm. The Denver Post report continues with this, quote, you cannot exhale them back out. They enter your respiratory system and then can get into your bloodstream. This has a cumulative effect. You're going to feel it for days, maybe weeks afterwards, and even after the smoke clears, it affects your heart, can give you headaches and fatigue. These fine particulates really have an impact on many parts of your body. Other pollutants hanging in the haze, the Denver Report states, include heat-trapping greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and methane. Report states this is happening across the West, and people in those sensitive categories should be staying inside. Even for healthy and fit people, we recommend staying inside during peak conditions because of the effects this can have on your respiratory and cardio systems. Final excerpt from the report, quote, the bad air over Colorado also gained potency this week from continued high temperatures. Denver hit 97 again on Monday in a heat wave that has brought more than 60 days this summer with temperatures topping 90 degrees. That's a high-pressure heat dome being pushed down over that region, which spins the upper-level winds clockwise. That's part of how the climate engineers are steering upper-level wind currents. Same thing being done to the west coast of the U.S., to parts of Australia right now, and that compresses that heat down on populations and holds it there in a very stagnant scenario, creating all of these incredibly unhelpful conditions that are being outlined in this article, and everything else that's filtering down through that smoke canopy that's being sprayed from climate engineering aircraft above it. This is happening. Lab tests prove this is happening. It's not theory, conjecture, or hypothesis. It is happening. I want to continue this on the wildfire scenario and think about a report like this that says we should build a, quote, safe room and hide in there with an air filtering system. Should this be where we spend most of our time? And what kind of life is that? Are wildlife, livestock, and pets supposed to create a safe room also using portable air filters? They're all breathing this. And all of it, again, directly connected to the climate engineering onslaught that the public simply so far has not wanted to face, and that the whole of academia and official agencies and all the scientists in them, some of which I know, are simply lying about, because they want to ensure their personal paradigm and their paychecks and pensions. And when will this stop? When there's nothing left to salvage? On this theme, as promised, I want to cover a lengthy report on the fires in the U.S., and I want to expose the numerous lies contained in it. Lies and deception. The report was issued from InsideClimateNews.org. It's titled, California and Colorado Fires May be a part of climate-driven transformation of wildfires around the globe. The report states, the wildfires that exploded over the past few days in California and Colorado show clear influence of global warming. Climate scientists say evidence of how a warming and drying climate is increasing the size and severity of fires from the California coast to the high Rocky Mountains. Total emission of the climate engineering factor, which is the single greatest hydrological cycle disrupting factor of all. Total deception. Report continues. They, the California and Colorado wildfires, may also be the latest examples of climate-driven wildfires around the world, burning not only much bigger, hotter, and faster, but exploding into landscapes and seasons in which they were previously rare. The report continues, for tens of thousands of Californians enduring evacuations and millions more suffering through smoke that has brought some parts of the state the worst air quality in the world, the recent fire weather has seemed almost biblical. The entire state and much of the rest of the West has been, for the last week and continuing now, in the grip of a heat dome, remember that term, that has brought temperatures of 129.9 degrees Fahrenheit to Death Valley, perhaps the hottest temperature ever recorded on the planet. And again, for the record, the 129.9 is yet another downward falsification of the actual high temperatures. They want it to seem less warm, so they bump it down a tenth of a degree so it doesn't seem like 130. When we had photographs of the same temperature reading at the same official U.S. government office that stated 131 degrees, but that's not reported because that would seem just a little too high for the public to know about. The report continues. Federal wildlife forecasters predicted that it's, quote, going to get bad really quickly, starting with Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. And then the forecast was Northern California would start getting bad in August and peak in the fall. Well, up through August so far, that's looking like an awfully good prediction, the report states. It's not a prediction. It's the scheduled weather. The weather modeling comes from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and is fed down through the so-called forecasting agencies in the U.S. government, National Weather Service and NOAA, two agencies that have an illegal federal gag order on them. The entire system is corrupt to the bone. Weather warfare is being waged on U.S. populations, period. The report then states this, quote, scientists aren't surprised by fires across the West. Despite what may look like a new world of wildfire, Daniel Swain, a climate scientist with the National Center for Atmospheric Research, called NCAR, and the University of California, Los Angeles, said few climatologists and fire scientists have been surprised by the severity of the fires across the West this year. Why aren't they surprised? Because they know about climate engineering, they know about its effects, but they're not talking about it on the record. This is criminal. It's beyond criminal. All these people should be, must be held accountable. And for those that have any conscience left within academia and any of these agencies, show it. Band together, stand up, and tell the truth while you can. Report further states this. Climate change has already doubled the risk of extreme fire weather conditions in California, and it will double them again over the next couple of decades. Newsflash, we won't be here on the current course. None of us will be here. That's a mathematical, statistical fact. And I know as difficult as that is to digest, one must understand exponential equations. Once the dominoes begin to fall in the manner in which they are falling, the speed increases at an incomprehensible pace. And we are on that path right now. And nobody in academia is acknowledging that. They're still distracting populations with stating scenarios that could, may, might happen in 50 years or 100 years. It's not hard to see past that smoke and mirrors if you just simply clear the lens through which you are seeing the world. Look at facts, statistics, and the rate at which things are changing. How many would have believed we would be in this situation 6 months ago? And yet here we are. GeoengineeringWatch.org has tried to warn about this coming for well over a decade. Now more than ever, we all need to stand and face the horizon head on. The Inside Climate News report continues with this. Other research published last year identified an even steeper increase in summertime wildfires in California, marked by an eightfold increase in the amount of land burned annually since the 1970s, caused largely, the authors reported, by human-driven climate change. No mention of climate engineering, which in the case of the fires is the single greatest component, not denying anthropogenic global warming, not at all. We have sacked the planet in the geologic blink of an eye. But the climate engineering factor must be acknowledged. Consider an eightfold increase, 800%, and the actual frontline figures are even higher. For the record, we actually don't face global warming. We face an abrupt climate and environmental collapse unfolding now. Continuing from the report, Daniel Swain said he also sees surprising changes in where and what the current fires are burning. What's so interesting about the fires in Northern California, Swain says, is that they're burning an incredibly diverse range of ecosystems, pointing out that in addition to chaparral brush and grasslands that routinely burn in August, the fires have overtaken areas that rarely catch fire, i.e. coastal redwoods. Why is that? Because of the engineered high-pressure heat dome that is being held over the U.S. West and has been year after year after year, a direct result of ionosphere heaters like HARP, incredibly powerful microwave transmitters that can heat the ionosphere, creating a high-pressure heat dome, thus can steer upper-level wind currents, a part of the climate engineering equation. The ridiculously resilient ridge over California, many other parts of the world experiencing the same phenomenon, not being admitted to by so-called academia, by the so-called experts. These high-pressure heat domes force all available marine moisture away from the U.S. West Coast. On that note, the report states this, quote, Crystal Colden, a fire scientist at the University of California Merced Sierra Nevada Institute, noted that the current heat dome has kept the fog away, referring to the redwoods. She says, this heat wave is drying out coastal fuels. That marine layer, which normally cools off the Bay Area and the coast during summer, is actually being repelled off the coast. Yes, Crystal, yes it is. From an ionosphere heater created high-pressure heat dome that is part of the climate engineering operations. She finishes with this, to see this kind of fire growth in the summer is very concerning to me. Colden said, we don't have large explosive fires in the coastal range in the summer. That says to me that we are in more trouble with climate change than we thought. Colden also noted that such unusual fire events are occurring across the country and around the world. To all that are willing, I would ask this. Locate the contacts for every so-called scientist and so-called expert that is named in this report and any other report like it. Email or USPS mail credible climate engineering data to these scientists. Geoengineeringwatch.org exists to supply such data links. That is our purpose. There are well over 2,000 posted reports on our site. Search our homepage for the most targeted summary reports on climate engineering, aka weather warfare. Forward this data, or USPS mail our printed materials, to these scientists and experts and ask these individuals how it is exactly that they could be so willing to be so unimaginably dishonest by publicly denying the climate engineering weather warfare assault that is wreaking havoc on an already dying planet. The Inside Nature report continues with this, dry droughts versus hot droughts in Colorado. It says last spring, Colorado residents looking at the mountains might not have expected a fiery summer, despite forecasters' predictions to the contrary. Most of the state's mountains had around 100% of their normal snowpack, which in the past often kept the mountains moist and less prone to burn in summer. But by July, the National Weather Service's Colorado Basin River Forecast Center was predicting just 55% of the normal runoff. Let's stop there for a moment. Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Chemically engineering frozen precipitation out of storms that would have dropped and should have dropped liquid precipitation because temperatures are warming. What happens with this artificially nucleated material called snow now? This heavy, wet, often concrete-like or unnatural in composition, this material that's been artificially chemically nucleated tends to sublimate. What does that mean? It means it converts from a solid to a gas, largely bypassing the liquid phase, just like dry ice does. Thus, there is much less runoff of much of this material, and that is not being acknowledged. And we know these elements are in frozen precipitation, like the 2 years ago, 2 foot of snow that fell in Redding doing horrific damage, concrete-like snow that started falling at 40 degrees. This is a chemically nucleated material. We've tested it. We know these elements are in this snow. We have patents for it going back decades. Search Engineering Winter at geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more, but none of this is being admitted to by the so-called scientists, by so-called academicians, by the so-called experts. I'm running out of time in this on-air broadcast, but there are many individuals named in this report that should be contacted and data should be sent to them. And again, they should be held accountable for their denial of the climate engineering weather warfare factor. Again, search insideclimatenews.org, title of the article, California and Colorado Fires May Be Part of a Climate-Driven Transformation of Wildfires Around the Globe, authored by Michael Kotis. Find the contacts for the author of this report, Michael Kotas, as well. Send him emails or USPSM geoengineeringwatch.org data and ask him to conduct some honest journalism to tell the truth before we have absolutely nothing left to salvage of our once thriving planet, nothing left to salvage of Earth's remaining life support systems. For well over 10 long years, Geoengineering Watch has desperately tried to sound the alarm. We're struggling even to begin to keep up with all the fires, no pun intended, we are trying to tend in this rapidly worsening battle. We cannot cover all the bases. It is not humanly possible. We need each and every aware and awake individual to help us carry this torch forward. More headlines. The fires may be in California, but the smoke and its health effects travel across the country. The report states fine particulate matter and ozone from wildfire smoke are associated with heart and lung diseases, compromised immune systems, and even vulnerability to COVID-19. How convenient for those in power. Many, many agendas going on at the same time. Agendas often directly connected to climate engineering, which has verifiably set the stage for the unprecedented incinerations. Climate engineering has been used to establish the conditions for the epic burndowns. The source of ignition for any of these fires is another subject altogether. But on the conditions that have been established by climate engineering that facilitate these fires, search the Engineering Wildfires section at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. Loading the atmosphere with sun-blocking particulates, a goal of solar radiation management, is another factor in the climate engineering wildfire equation. Another headline from San Diego Union Tribune and other sources. San Diego ocean temperatures jumped nearly 20 degrees, hitting 77 in La Jolla. What's unfolding on the other side of the world? This headline. Huge swaths of Australia are in for an unseasonably warm into winter. How warm? In fact, many parts of Australia pushing 100 degrees in winter. And this is in spite of numerous engineered cool downs in Australia earlier in the season. But what's the trend? Here's some forecasts from recent years. Quote, Australia's record-breaking winter warmth. That's from 2017. 2018-2019 was Australia's hottest summer on record. That's another headline. Another one. Australia is being ravaged by the worst ever heat wave. That's from 2019 as well. And this, Australia weather, 50 degrees C temperatures could become the norm. That's 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Nothing normal about any of that. The planet's in a state of total meltdown. More science on that front. Earth lost staggering 28 trillion tons of ice in just 23 years. And there's this new report from Scientific American. Antarctica's ice shelves may be at growing risk of a collapse. There's no could, there's no may, there's no might. They are collapsing now. Nothing is going to stop it. Once you crash the car through the guardrail, you're going to the bottom of the canyon. Now the question is, will anybody survive that trip? It's coming. And for those who roll their eyes and walk away and convince themselves that there's nothing wrong with the climate or the environment and that it's all a matter of who we elect at the next facade election, please, please, I'm asking you to actually investigate, to abandon ideology, preconception, biases, and actually investigate frontline facts. We, the human race, have decimated the planet and its life support systems, again, in the geologic blink of an eye. What about overall global resources? Which country consumes by far the most natural resources per capita? Is that question difficult to answer? It shouldn't be. The United States, with 4% of the world's population, consumes over 25% of the world's natural resources. Is the current rate of natural resource consumption in any way sustainable? Even remotely sustainable? Not even close. Those in power are acutely aware of this, and they are locking down societies all over the planet because of this. That's what's unfolding. The question that begs answering is this: how long will so many in societies willfully and blindly go along with the dictates of those in power? I want to quote again from 500 years ago, Etienne de la Boetie, who said this: I do not know how it happens that nature fails to place within the hearts of men a burning desire for liberty, a blessing so great and so desirable that when it is lost, all evils follow thereafter, and even the blessings that remain lose taste and savor because of their corruption by servitude. Liberty is the only joy upon which men do not seem to insist. Why is that? This question, is it rational to believe that one can simultaneously claim to care about justice, about the future of their children, indeed of life on earth itself, and yet continue to cling to the matrix that has delivered us all to this dark corner we now find ourselves in? If we collectively remain in the current course, the near-term horizon will be this: a lifeless, dead, superheating planet with scattered, silent monuments left over from the human race that came and went in the geologic blink of an eye. If we're to have any chance whatsoever of altering this looming reality, the effort will take all of us. Search the Activist Suggestions link on the homepage of GeoengineeringWatch.org to learn more about how you can help turn the tide. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.